Gospel according to St. John, the first chapter. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was in the beginning with God. All things came into being through Him, and without Him, not one thing came into being. What has come into being in Him was life, and the life was the light of all people. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness did not overcome it. There was a man sent from God, whose name was John. He came as a witness to testify to the light, so that all might believe through him. He himself was not the light, but he came to testify to the light. The true light, which enlightens everyone, was coming into the world. He was in the world, and the world came into being through him, yet the world did not know him. He came to what was his own. His own people did not accept him. But to all who received him, who believed in his name, he gave power to become children of God, who were born not of blood or of the will of the flesh or of the will of man, but of God. And the Word became flesh and lived among us. And we have seen his glory, the glory as of a Father's only Son, full of grace and truth. The Gospel of the Lord. You may be seated, and I ask the children to come forward at this time.
Jesus was born today. That's the Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Now, do you think y'all can help me send happy birthday to Jesus and we'll get the church to help us too? Okay, are you ready?
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear Jesus. Happy birthday.
Grace and peace to you from God our Father and our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. When young couples come to me asking to be married, we set up a time to meet and I visit with them, and we set up the worship service and go through the liturgy and whatever they would like to see at the wedding ceremony. But then we also talk a little bit about their own lives, of what marriage is and about marriage and their life together after the wedding. And so one of the questions I ask them is, what is the most important thing in marriage of keeping it together? And I get a number of good, very good answers, such as love, being able to forgive one another, of the companionship idea of being good companions or being compatible to each other. But that's not the best answer. That's not the most important thing that helps keep couples together year after year after year. The most important thing is being able to communicate, being able to talk with each other or understand each other of who they are, because each person is a separate person. They have had different experiences in their past. They have grown up maybe in different ways. They have had different experience, they have different expectations, they have different goals, and to be able to talk those things through is what actually holds people together. And as they learn who each other are and their thoughts, that's when that forgiveness is easier to happen. That's when that love starts to grow between them. It's that communication that is so important. I know it's also important if you're going out to get a new job and you have to go to an interview. I know I've been to several interviews with different churches, congregations. Every time I've moved, you go through interviews. And it's a two-way street with an interview. You know, the congregation is interviewing me. What is my theology? What's my personality? How well do I speak? How well does it appear that I care for people? They're asking all these kind of questions, or what kind of gifts, what kind of talents do I have? But at the same time, I'm asking the congregation too, is this a good fit? What kind of ministry do you need here? What are your practices? What are your expectations for the pastor? And so there's that communication that goes back and forth. But what about our communication with God? What about our relationship with God? How can we ever communicate with God? Because God is almighty. He's all-powerful. He's all-knowing. He's the one who created everything. He's the one who placed all the stars in the sky. He knows how many hairs each one of us has on our heads. He knows it all. He can do anything. He's the one who created us from dust and who brings us back to dust. And there is such a gap. There is such a wide spot. And here God is almighty. He's all-loving. He's all-powerful. And we are sinners. How can we ever communicate with God? How can we ever know who He is or what He's about? How can we know His message? It's like telling a two-year-old, go build a nuclear power plant. It's not possible. That they wouldn't understand the engineering, the architecture, the mathematics that goes into that, or the process of splitting atoms and how to
capture that energy and to make sure that it's safe and everything else that goes on with a nuclear power plant. How could a 2-year-old understand that? How can we, as human beings, ever get near to God? God solved that problem for us. Our gospel lesson says today, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. That's what's so important about today, Christmas Day, that God sent the Word to us. He sent His message to us. He sent that connection to us. He sent that communication to us so that we would know who God is and what God is about. In that little baby, Jesus, who grows up to be a man, we see who God actually is. Everything that Jesus said, everything that He did while here on this earth was for our good. It was for the benefit of us. Everything that He did or said was showing how God cared for us and showed us who God truly is. The Word came to this earth. The Word became flesh and dwelt among us. Christ makes that connection for us. And that's what we celebrate today, was God's communication to us through Jesus Christ. He came into this world to be with us, to bring His message. In the second lesson that we read from today in Hebrews, it says, long ago, God spoke to our ancestors in many and various ways by the prophets. But in these last days, He has spoken to us by His Son. God has always tried to communicate with us, one way or the other. Already at the very beginning, God spoke directly to the human beings, if you remember the story of Adam and Eve. And throughout the Old Testament, then, God speaks to individuals where they could hear and understand. But He talked to the prophets, to Moses, to Isaiah, to Jeremiah, to Amos, to Hosea, and all the rest of those, so that they could be His communicator. But something was lost in that. There was still something lost in that because they were simply human beings. What is different about Jesus Christ is that He is the true Word. And He's the Word in the sense of the message. He is the message. He is the understanding of who God is. And so we know now who God is. If we look at Jesus, we will know the Father. If we know Jesus, we will know the Father. And so we look at those stories of Jesus. We look at that birth story that we read last night out of Luke of how God worked through miraculous ways, through angels, through Mary, through Joseph, through the angels coming to the shepherds, through the shepherds already starting to proclaim this message that the Christ child was born. We see all those things taking place of how God operated through here. But we see in Jesus Christ then all the things that God and the power that God has through the signs and the miracles of Jesus, calming the storm or changing wine or changing water into wine, of Jesus healing people, of Jesus raising people from the dead, of Jesus lifting the outcast back into society. We see those miraculous powers that God has and how God works. All these things done for our benefit. But God continues to work with us and will continue to work with us. God sent His Spirit also into this world to call us back into that relationship with Jesus Christ, to know Him and to love Him and to worship Him. So this morning, on this Christmas day, we welcome that Word. We open our hearts to that Word who is Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. May the peace of God, which passes all human understanding, keep our hearts and minds through faith in Christ Jesus. Amen.